This podcast is a ministry of Oriole Christian Assembly in Chicago, Illinois. For more information, please visit our website at www.oriolechristianassembly.org.
Continue what I had started last week, and for those who were not here, 2 weekends ago, we had a men's conference at Christian Life Center, and we just had an awesome time. I was able to teach one of the workshops to the men, and we had 80 to 100 men that were there from different churches, 7 or 8 churches, I'm not sure how many, but God has been doing something with the men the last 3-4 months, so we were just having a great time. And I felt the message, the teaching that I brought to the men, to bring it here. Because it's not just for men, it's for everybody. But I was ministering, of course, to the men. And our subject was walking in the faithfulness and integrity of God. Amen? I'm going to say that again. Walking in faithfulness and integrity. Okay? Last week we talked a little bit about faithfulness, what faithfulness was. And we went into some scriptures about faithfulness, and I can't talk enough about this subject, to be honest with you today, because it's all in the scriptures, and like I told the men a couple weeks ago, the hour that they were with me, the teaching that I brought to them, I said, if you'll receive this teaching, it'll change your life, amen. It's changed my life, okay, knowing that God is faithful, Jesus is faithful, the Holy Spirit is faithful, and He wants us to be faithful. Can I get an amen here today? And He also, as we serve a God of integrity, okay, a just God, a righteous God, an honest God, God expects us to be the same way. Amen. We're to be like Him. How many know that today? Amen. So today we want to continue to talk about faithfulness. I don't know if I'll get into integrity. I thought I was going to do that, but I have so much material that I may just go another week and go into integrity as the Lord leads me. But today I want to kind of pick up from where I left off last week. And what I was talking about at the end last week was the rewards and expectations of faithfulness. Okay? How many know today that when you are faithful, God rewards you? Amen? He rewards you. Blessings come your way. Amen. You know that God is with you. He shows Himself to you. And there's benefits for us to be faithful. Okay? Because that's how our God is. Amen. So when we're like Him, He automatically is going to bless your life. Amen. He's automatically going to show that He approves what you're doing, because that is part of the character of God, is faithfulness. So, we're going to kind of pick up from where we left off. I'm just going to read you, I'll read you one verse that they're probably not ready in the back to bring out. But just listen to me. Proverbs 28:20 says this, "A faithful man shall abound with blessings." Who is going to abound with blessings? A faithful man. A faithful woman. Amen. A faithful child. A faithful young person is going to what? Abound with blessings. Anybody like blessings here? Amen? Benefits that just come with the package of being a Christian today, okay? Praise God. That's the first part of that verse. Amen. Last week when we closed up, we were talking about how God expects us to be faithful. And if we are faithful in a little, we're going to be faithful in much. How many believe that today? Amen? If God can trust you with a little bit and you're faithful with a little bit, you know what? God is going to give you more. Amen. Because you showed yourself faithful. Amen. It's a principle that we see in the Word of God. And if you are faithful in things that are they're not even of God, okay, earthly things we talked about, are you faithful with your money? Okay. You say, well, what do you mean, Pastor Rich? How can I be faithful with my money? Well, are you a good steward of the money that you have? Amen? Are you faithful and are you a good steward of your home today? Or your apartment? No amens here. It's getting quiet already on me today. Amen. Are you a good steward of your car that God has blessed you with? Amen. The scriptures we read about, and we're not going to go there today because of time's sake, was in Luke 16, where we were taught the principles there about being faithful in little, you'll be faithful in much. And also, if you've been faithful in the things of the world, the natural things, you know what? Then God can give you the true riches to be faithful with. How many know the true riches are right here for us? Amen? You know, the spiritual riches. Praise God. And the other thing that we talked about, and I'm trying to just bring us to where we left off, was that if you are faithful today in what you don't own, but it's somebody else's, okay? How many know most of us, when we go to work, we don't work for ourselves. Most of us here work for somebody else. Right, Mike? Amen? I know you'd be pretty excited if you were the owner of the company you work for today, right? No? Be a lot of responsibility, right? But a lot of possibilities of financial gain, okay? A lot comes with being an owner or having a lot of responsibility, right? But God told us and showed us in Luke is that if you're faithful in what you don't own, but it's somebody else's, then you know what? Then God says, I can bless you with something that will be your own. Amen. But if you don't care, you're not faithful with the things that are somebody else's, then God says, why would I bless you with something that would be called your own? Because you proved yourself not to be faithful. Amen. So faithfulness is and being a good steward is so important as a Christian today. If anybody should be a light, okay, when we go to work, praise God, how you go to work and how you are as a worker says a lot about your Christian walk today. Amen? When people see you at work, they should see you with a good attitude. They should see you trying to do the best that you can for that employer, right? Because when you're doing that, you're bringing honor to God. Amen? You're bringing glory to God when you do the best that you can. And you give God the glory, okay? You show what type of person you are when you go to work. Thank you, Frank. Amen. Now, he's a business owner. He owns his own business, okay? He has his role as a business owner. He needs to be faithful as a business owner. Amen? He has people work for him. So he needs to treat his workers in a way that what? Will bring glory to God. Amen. Amen. There's much in this teaching here. Okay? So today I want us to start with Matthew 25. This is going to be our main text today. Okay? Turn with me to Matthew 25. Now, let me say this to you while you turn to that. In 1 hour with the men, I had 6 pages of notes that I went through, okay? And I had 32 scripture references, and I almost went through every single one with the men. We had such a powerful 1 hour. It just, the time flew. And I told you this last week. I had to teach this class 3 times. I taught it, the first time was like 9 o'clock, I'm not remembering exact times. Then we took a 15-minute break, and then I had to teach the class again to different men because we rotated in different workshops. Then we had lunch, and then at 1 o'clock, I taught the same lesson again to different men, and it was powerful. Okay, how many know today the Word of God is powerful? When you apply it to your life, you see fruit happen. Okay, powerful, powerful, powerful. Amen. So here we are, and I told you this last week. I hope you read this parable. Today we're going to talk about this parable, which is the parable of the talents. Okay? Somebody say talents. Now, talents here are going to be referred to as money. But I don't want you just to think about money. I want you to think about the talents or the abilities and the gifts that you have today as a person. Anybody with me today? Amen? All right, praise God. And in this parable, there's teaching for me and you, okay? About what? The rewards and the expectations of faithfulness, okay? When you say, Pastor Rich, I'm faithful, you mean something today, okay? And you're going to see it here in this parable as we study this today of the parable of the talents, okay? So let's look at these scriptures. Matthew 25, we're going to read verses 14 to 30. So here we go, verse 14. It says, "For the kingdom of heaven is as a man traveling into a far country who called his own servants and he delivered unto them his goods." All right, so this owner, this business person, he was a traveling man. So he went away, but he called his servants, his workers, okay? And he does something with them. He gives them his goods. And in this case, he actually gave them money, all right? He gave them money, and we're going to read about what he gave them, all right? I know you know this parable. Verse 15, it says, And unto one he gave 5 talents, to another he gave 2 talents, or 2,000, the first one 5,000, and to another 1 talent, or $1,000, because that's what it referred to, okay? Now, look at what the second part of this verse says. He says, "To every man according to his several ability, and straightway took his journey." So, picture this. He had 3 workers. He had 3 servants. One guy, he gave $5,000. All right? The other one, he gave $2,000. And then to the other one, he gave what? $1,000. All right? You say, well, why do you think he gave different amounts to these different 3 people? Well, he actually tells us here. He says in this verse, he says, "To every man according to his several ability." How many know today God knows what your ability is? Amen. He knows what you have inside of you, okay? Because he's put it inside of you, amen? God knows what your abilities are today. He knows what your talents are. He knows what your gifts are. Oh, hallelujah. You're going to get something today with this teaching, amen? Now, in this case, he gave them money according to their what? Ability. Meaning, this owner, this business person, this Lord, okay, he knew who he could give more to. Right? He knew, you know what, I can trust this one with 5,000, and I can trust this one with 2, and this one, you know what, I can only trust them with 1,000. And there's a reason for that. Okay? How many know today we're all different here? Amen? And nobody's better than anybody else here. But God has gifted us differently. Amen? And he's put different things inside of us. All right? And one thing that's important, not only as a Christian, but as a person today, is you need to know how to handle money. Amen? Everybody should have said amen here. Praise God. You really do. The world goes around because of the money, doesn't it? I mean, we need to have money to live and to do things. The society we live in, the nation we live in, has to deal with money, okay? That's not the most important thing, but that's how we transact and we do things, right? And Lord knows our nation needs help when it comes to money right now, amen? We're talking about all the trillions of dollars that we're in debt and that we're going to be in the next 5 years and in the next 10 years. So money is a big thing, amen? So looking here at this parable, the first thing I want you to realize here and understand is that God is going to give you what you can handle, amen? And he's put inside of you what he knows, that if he can trust you and that you'll be faithful, what you have, you can use for him, amen? He knows, okay? Just like this man knew with these 3 people. So we got to see this first point is that what God will give you will be according to your personal ability. He's not going to give you more than you can handle. Amen? But sometimes what God gives us, we don't use it like we should. Amen? And you're going to understand this as we look at these 3 different people because they all did something with what was given them. Today, I'm asking us, amen, what are we doing with what God has given to us and continues to give us today? Amen. Praise God. Let me move on here. Verse 15. After he gave him this money, then this man took his journey. He left. Okay? 16. Then he that had received the 5 talents, he went and traded with the same and made another 5 talents. Praise God. So this first person, he had 5,000. He went and traded the money and he made another 5,000. He doubled what was given to him. I think this guy did pretty good, don't you? All right? 17 says, and likewise he that had received 2 talents or 2,000, he also gained another 2. So we got the 5 talent 1 and the 2 talent 1. This guy did the same thing. He was given 2,000. He went and traded it and invested it, did whatever he had to do. He doubled what was given to him. I think this guy did pretty good too. Amen? They just were given different amounts, but they both doubled what they were given. Just think if we just double what's been given to us. Wow. I don't even need to go there. That's a whole nother teaching there. Amen? So these first 2 workers, they did pretty good. Amen. Let's go on. He says in verse 18, but he that had received 1 talent, he went and he digged it in the earth and he hid his Lord's money. Oh, God. It's not very good, is it? I mean, he was still given $1,000, right? But he didn't do anything with it. He got it and he digged it and he buried it in the earth. Okay? He says he hid it. Now, you know, this is naturally here we're talking about, right? How many know, this makes me laugh a little bit. How many know people still that money that they have, they hide it under their mattress? Okay? Or some people, you know, I laugh about this because I know it's true. You know, even my own mom, she has places in the house that she hides some of her money. Okay? Because, for whatever reason, all right? But we need to do stuff with what's been given to us, amen? Now, I can understand some people, if they're from the old country or they were never maybe taught on how you need to put money in places so that it can grow for you and invest it. You know, you have to be careful with what you do with your money. We understand that. But some people, they're afraid to do anything with what they have. How many know what I'm talking about? You know, they'll hide it in the garage if they have to. But they won't put it in the bank. Right? And again, we got to be careful. But you know, money that you put in the bank, it is insured. Okay? It is insured, like up to $200,000 or $250,000. Your money is insured. Okay? You can't lose it. If anything, you just can gain some. Now, if you have a lot and you go above that, well, then you better be more careful, right? But this person, he was afraid, okay? He says he got the money. All he did was he dug the earth and he buried his Lord's money. Didn't do anything with it. Now, in the spiritual, I want to say something here to you, okay? In the spiritual realm, God gives us gifts too. Okay, that come forth naturally, but some of us have been given gifts, and you know what? You sometimes never let those gifts come out. Amen? I got Rose shaking her head back there. Amen. You know, in all my years in ministry, sometimes people that I knew, but they never got involved, all of a sudden, by some accident, we found out that somebody really could sing. But she never wanted to get involved and use her voice. How many know what I'm talking about? This person had a good voice, but she hid her gift. Okay? She buried it like this guy did with his Lord's money. She just hid it, you know? And I think of many people in the years of ministry and going to church that many people are like this person here. They have been given gifts. Okay? In some cases, some have been given a lot of money, right? And we tend to just hide it and put it away, right? We don't want to do anything with it, and that's for different reasons, okay? We can't be that way, all right? This is trying to teach us something here in the natural so you can understand it in the spiritual. Amen? So you see the different three people and what they did with what was given to them. Let's go on here today. Amen. Verse 19. Hallelujah. Says, and after a long time, somebody say a long time. A long time. So this, the master was gone a long time. He gave these three people a long time to do something with this money. Amen. How many know God gives us a long time? Amen. Most of us get to live to a long age. Right? He says, after a long time, the Lord of those servants, he cometh and he reckoned with them. All right? It was time to meet up with his workers to see, how did you do? Amen. Time of reckoning. How many know one day we're going to have a time of reckoning when Jesus comes back? Amen. And I don't want to be found that I didn't do anything with what God gave me. Somebody hear me today. Praise God. Oh, hallelujah. Let me go on here because I need to get through this today. There's so much in here. Praise God. Verse 20 says, and so he that had received the 5 talents, he came and he brought the other 5 talents, saying, Lord, thou deliverest unto me 5 talents. Behold, I have gained beside them 5 talents more. Amen. I can imagine this one worker, he had to be proud. Amen. When he was talking with his Lord here, his master, he had to feel good because he doubled what was given to him. Amen. I mean, you feel good when you do good with what's been given to you. Amen. I don't know, I think I might have shared this last Sunday here, or I shared it when I was at CLC. On my job, just give you some examples here, how God entrusts us with things, but what do we do with it? Myself as a manager of the company I work for, okay? I have 6 people that work under me, and you know what? What has been entrusted to me, I have to manage over $1 million of premium that comes into our company. Okay? Who? Your pastor right here. Amen? It's my job to make sure that I grow that million to more money. Anybody here today? I have to what? Bring a profit to Monumental Life. That's the company I work, okay? Just threw a plug in there, right? Amen. I mean, I'm responsible as a manager. We have 3 managers under the district manager. And we all have been given so many books of business. And it's my job to grow and make more. Okay? That's a big responsibility today. Amen? If I don't do the job, what do you think will happen to me? You're out of here, right? So, just to give you an example, and all of us have been given different things and different responsibilities. What are we doing with what's been given to us? Amen? Real important here today. So, we see the first one. He doubled. All right? Look at what happens now to him. What does the master say here in verse 21? He says, and his Lord said unto him, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Oh, hallelujah. Anybody want to hear that one day? Amen. He says, thou hast been faithful over a few things. Amen. He says, I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Did you get that, church? Amen. The master, the Lord here. And I want you to think of this master, this Lord is our Lord in the spiritual. Amen. One day when Jesus comes back, that's what I want to hear. How about you? Well done, thou what? Good and faithful servant. Amen. This servant doubled what was given to him. So his master said, you know what? You're good and you're a faithful servant. Because of that. And I like what he says here. You've been faithful over a few things. Right? God wants us to be faithful over a few things. Amen? If we can be faithful over just a few things, look at what he tells him. He says, I will make thee ruler over many things. The what? Rewards, the benefits, promotion. Just like in the natural, when you do a good job at work, you know what? Promotion will come your way. Amen? More money will come your way because what? You're a faithful servant at work. Sometimes it doesn't happen, though, like we want it to. Amen. Sometimes we say, man, I should have had a raise already. Sometimes you got to wait. Amen. Sometimes for that promotion, you got to wait. Right? Regardless of what happens, you still what? Are faithful at your job. Oh, hallelujah. So we see here, this master, this Lord was pleased with his worker who gained 5 more talents. All right? So he tells him here, you know what? The key here is you will be rewarded according to your faithfulness. Anybody say amen with me today? You will be rewarded according to your faithfulness. Amen. And what we see here is that you will be made ruler, or you will be in charge over many things then. Why? Because God can trust you. How many here can say, God can trust me today? Amen. If you can't raise your hand, then we already know there's a problem there. Amen. I'm not trying to put anybody on the spot here today. I'm making you think, okay? How important is faithfulness today? Of great importance. Amen. I told the guys at CLC, and I've told you to hear this before, if I only came to Sundays that I felt like coming to church and just didn't show up the other Sundays, would that be very good as your pastor here? Could you depend on Pastor Rich if he just came 2 times a month on Sunday and the other 2 he went golfing? No, right? As your pastor, I'm here. Amen? I mean, I have to be literally in a hospital not to come, because that's expected of me. Amen? I'm supposed to lead you. Amen? Now, there's times where I'll be on vacation or different things happen. Those we understand. There's always exceptions to what we're talking about. But I'm talking about on the whole. Amen? We got to be faithful in whatever God has placed us in. Amen? So that what? God will bless us and we'll see fruit. Amen? You know, my wife is going to try something different with the Easter. Amen? And I know we tried it a couple years ago. I believe Giovanna had done it. But this is, God has put this in her heart to do this Easter hunt. You know, this Easter egg hunt. Why? So she can have more work to do? No. We're going to try to hopefully reach some new kids to come out for this. Amen? So we can see maybe some families come because the kids would want to come to an Easter egg hunt. It's not about the eggs. How many know what I'm talking about today? Right? But we want to reach some people with this outreach, a one-time thing. All right? Amen. Praise God. Let's go on here. I need to move. I'll never get through this. Amen. Verse 22. And the other thing I must say, the master here said, enter thou into the joy of the Lord. How many want to enter in the joy of the Lord today? Amen? You will enter into His joy. His joy will be your joy when you are faithful. Amen. God is going to bless you when you're faithful. You'll have the joy of the Lord. You're going to feel good when you do what you say you're going to do. Amen? Oh, hallelujah. Let me move on here. Praise God. In verse 22, he says, he also that had received 2 talents, the 2,000, he came and said, Lord, thou deliverest unto me 2 talents, amen, which we know is 2,000 here. Behold, I have gained 2 other talents beside them. So, again, this same person, like the guy with the 5 talents, he doubled what was given to him, amen. He had to feel happy and proud, right? I mean, when you double what's been given to you, that's 50%. Boy, is there any investments out there that we can put our money in like that? Amen? 50%. That's a great return today. Amen? Oh, hallelujah. So he felt good. He was proud of what he did. Not that he was cocky, but you know what? He did good. Amen? It feels good when you do good. Amen? When I do good at work, I'm blessed. Amen. When my workers do good, I applaud them. Amen. I encourage them. I tell them, you can do good all the time. Amen. If you put your heart and mind to it. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. We can do good here at Oriole. Amen. You're saying, well, why is it taking so long? I don't know. You got to ask him that. Amen. How many know he is the Lord, right? We can't make things happen. We're not God, but we need to what? Be faithful to Him and what He's told us to do. And then He'll bring the increase, He said. Amen? Oh, it's getting real quiet here. All right. Let me move on. Praise God. Verse 23 says, His Lord said unto him, Well done. Here it is again. Catch this now. Well done, good and faithful servant. He says, Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. Now, did you catch that? He said the exact same thing to this guy that he said to the first guy. Why? Because they were both faithful in what was given to them. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. One just was given more. Amen. The other one was given 2,000. The other one was given 5. But they both doubled what was given to them. So the response was the same. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. You know what? I relate that to now us and spiritually here. Amen. It's not about how much you've been given, but what you've been given, what are we doing with it? Amen. Like I said, some of us have many talents. Amen. We're all different here today. Just people in general are all different. Amen. And I like to relate the money here, but then relate it as talents and gifts. Some of us here are 5 talent people. Some are 2, and then some are 1. Okay? And only God knows who the ones have the lot and who's been given a lot and those who are lesser. And then there's maybe some who are just gifted in one area. But the key is whatever God has put inside of you and whatever He's given to you, you are using it for Him. Amen? You're using it for yourself and your family. Praise God. Amen? I mean, I look at Dawn. She hasn't worked in a while, right? She's been working here. How about it? Amen? But she was able to apply for a job. And out of 500 people, she got picked. Amen? Because God has gifted her to do certain things. It's the type of things that we use her to do here. Amen? She's great on the computer. She knows how to make things. Amen? That's why she's part of our media team. Amen? She's part of the treasury team. Amen? Besides other things she does. You know, she loves to sing. And on, right? What God has given her, she's using it. Now, God has blessed her with a job to do that. Amen? And what's exciting to me is, you know, it was started part-time. Now they've already told her they're going to make her full-time after Easter. She was the one out of what? 500 people. I told her this after, and I know she won't mind me saying this. I said, Dawn, because she told me, she said, Pastor, it's, I don't feel worthy that, you know, they talk so highly of me. She said, I don't feel like I deserve this. I said, yes, you do. Amen. Because you've been faithful. Praise God. When you're faithful at what God has given you, she's been faithful here. Amen. God's going to prosper, and He's prospering her now. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. What are we doing? What God has given to us. Amen. Let's go on here. We've talked about 2 of the 3. Now we're going to talk about the 3rd one, which is a sad story. Amen. And hopefully none of us can relate or have any comparison to this person. Because this is a person that needs to change. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Verse 24. He says, Then he which had received just the 1 talent came and said, Lord, I knew thee that thou art a hard man. I mean, he's already starting the wrong track here. He says, reaping where thou hast not sown and gathering where thou hast not strawed. This guy has excuses. Amen? Oh, Lord, you know, I know how you are, and you can be a real tough guy and really mean, or you're a hard man. And, you know, we all can use excuses. Amen? This person was full of excuses. He says, and now here's the key. I want you to catch this verse 25 because it's so important. He says, And I was afraid. Okay? And I was afraid, and I went and hid thy talent in the earth, and lo, there thou hast that is thine. So he came and he said, You know what? I was afraid, Master. I was afraid, Lord. So I hid what you gave me, and here it is back. How many know today? The spirit of fear will hinder you. Amen. The spirit of fear will cause you to do what? Nothing. The devil, he works on people, on Christians, on all types of people. With what? One of the key big spirits is the spirit of fear. You know, I'm afraid. What will happen if I go and do this? Right? Well, how will people react if I do this? You know, what kind of reactions will I get? Well, what are you doing today? What we do, we try to do to please God. Amen? Not people first. How many know today you'll never please everybody? As your pastor here, I want all of you to be happy and pleased, but you know what? I knew this, and I've known it for a while. I can't please everybody the same. Amen? Even at work, I can't please everybody. I got to please those who are over me first. Amen? Everybody else will come in line. Amen? Here as your pastor, I got to please God first. Amen? I take my orders from Him. Amen? If I do what He tells me to do, everything else will work out. But you know what? As your pastor, I can't walk in fear here. What will people do if I try something different? Oh, they'll leave the church. I can't operate that way. Amen? We have to be willing to step out of the boat like Peter. Amen? We got to be willing to take some challenges and do things different. If things aren't working, we got to be willing to try things and change. Amen? Don't walk in fear, but in faith. Amen? Not hide what we've been given. Amen? You know, there's ministry here that's going on, but more ministry can begin to happen if more people get involved. Amen? It can't be just the 8 or 9 or 10 people that seem to do almost everything in the church. Amen? And it's not just that Oriole. It's at every church. Amen? 20% of the people do 80% of the work, it's like. Okay? That's just the way it is. Why? It's just how it is, okay? And why does that happen? It's because of like this guy right here. He's afraid to use what's been given to him. Amen? You can't be afraid to fail. Because if you are, you'll never know if you can succeed. Amen? Some of you have had businesses in the past, and now you're retired. Amen? If you had fear when you tried to start a business, you would have never went far. Amen? You got to say, I'm willing to try, and I'm going to ask God to help me and to lead me and to bless me, and I'm going to do what's right. I'm going to treat people right. I'm going to be a servant. You know what? You're going to prosper. Amen. Because you're following His word. Amen. This guy says, man, I'm afraid. Praise God. I was afraid how my Lord would react. So he did nothing. He hid that money in the ground. And nothing happened. Not a good position here. So the principle here is, if you walk in fear, you will hide and bury your talents and become unfaithful. Let me say that again. If you walk in fear, you will hide and bury, praise God, oh God, we need to catch this today. You'll bury your talents, and because you're burying them, you won't be faithful. See, what Carmela can do is different than what Mike can do today. Amen? But if Carmela does what she can do because God has blessed her and Mike does his part, man, you put them together, we got something going on here. Amen? And if we all do that, look out, praise God. You know, look at the potential, praise God, of what can happen. Amen? Let's not be like this guy here, all right? We need to be able to go for it, amen? Now look at the response of his Lord here. It's not very good, amen? And we need to understand that God is watching us too if we're like this person, amen? I hope not. Nobody's like this person here, amen? If there's little images of this type of person, then we need to ask God to help us to change today, amen? Say, Lord, help me to come out of my little comfort zone or in my box. Anybody in a box today? And I don't mean literally, but spiritually, you put yourself in a box. Oh, I can't do nothing, Pastor Rich. I don't have a lot of gifts. Who says? Amen? Everybody's got something inside. Amen. Just needs to come out. Praise God. Oh, hallelujah. Jesus. In verse 26, he says, "His Lord answered and said unto him, Thou wicked and slothful servant." Oh, my God. I don't think anybody wants to hear that today. Amen. He says, "Thou knewest that I reap where I sowed not, and gather where I have not strawed." Look at what he tells him. "Thou oughtest therefore to have put my money to the exchangers." That was the least you could have done, is what he's saying here. Amen. "And then at my coming, I should have received my own with usury." He's saying, the least you could have done is put it somewhere where it could earn some interest. Amen. Instead of just hiding it and doing nothing with it. Amen. Many people, that's what they do, what God has given them. They just hide it. You know? If you hide it and you don't use it, you know what? You'll eventually lose it. Amen. Or it'll be taken away from you. Amen. That's what we're going to read here now at the end. Right? We got to put to work what God has blessed us with. Not just money, all the things God has given to us. Amen. We got to use it. Praise God. This is powerful here. This is not the response we want to hear from anybody in the natural today. From a natural manager or boss or your pastor, anybody in leadership over you, you never want to hear this kind of response, right? Well, how much the more we don't want to hear this from our Lord, amen, for what we've been given, praise God. He says here in verse 28, "Take therefore the talent from him." He says, "And give it unto him which had 10 talents. So now, because of the way this servant was, he says, take that $1,000 away from him. Amen? And give it to who? The one that had 10 now. Right? Because he can be trusted. Amen? If you're given little and you're faithful, you'll be given more. You'll be given much. Amen? But this guy, because he didn't do nothing with what was given to him, even that was given to him was taken away. I don't think anybody here wants anything taken away from you. Amen? I don't. Amen? But I need to make sure I'm faithful with what's been given to me, though. Amen? At work, I can just say this to you. At times, I've had 5 people work for me, and then I've gone up as many as 7 or 8. Why? Because they felt they could trust me with that amount of accountability and responsibility. Is it easy? No. Is life easy? No. Amen? Is being a Christian easy? No, right? But we need to be what? Faithful in what God has given to us, amen? Or what we have eventually will be taken from us, amen? Because God wants you to use what you've been given, amen? Or He'll give it to somebody who will do something with it. That's only right today, church, amen? If I put somebody in ministry here at the church, okay, and they don't do nothing with what I've given to them, you know what? I'm going to have to take that ministry away. Amen? And give it to somebody who at least will try and do something with it. Amen? I had to do that in our church where we were for many years. I told you this. I was the associate pastor. I was the pastor's right-hand man. Everything flowed through Pastor Rich. Every class, everything we did, I had a hand in it. You know what? He was the pastor. All he needed to do was teach and preach and make sure the spiritual things were okay. I tried to relieve everything else from this pastor. Amen? So I had to bring people into ministry, put them in position, or take them out. That's not easy, but we have to what? Always make sure we're being fruitful where we're at. Amen? Or we got to make changes. Amen? So sometimes, if we're not doing what we need to do, things will be taken away from us. Amen. Because we're not using it to the fullest. Praise God. Verse 29, we're wrapping up here. Amen. He says, here's a key. This is a big one right here. "For unto everyone that hath shall be given, and he shall have abundance." Hallelujah. Abundance. I love that word in Italian too. Amen. I know you'll relate to that one, praise God. My mom talks that word. You know, if you're Italian, that's a famous word. Abundanza, amen. Abundance. Anybody want abundance here today? Amen? Well, you need to be faithful to get to that point, right? He says, for unto everyone that hath shall be given, and he shall have abundance. But from him that hath not shall be taken away even that which he hath. Did you catch that? There's a principle here again. So he who has will be given more or abundance because he is faithful to use it. Amen. How much can God trust us with today? Oh, hallelujah. Those of us who've been given will be given more because we're faithful with what God has given to us. Amen. You'll have abundance. Amen. And that abundance is in different ways, okay? You know what I'm talking about here today, church. But to the one, it says, that hath not, even that which he hasn't will be taken away. Or whatever he has eventually will be taken away. Because he's not doing nothing with it. Amen? It can't be like this servant who is called what? A wicked servant and a slothful servant. Lazy servant. Amen? Doesn't do anything with what has been given to him. Amen? Oh, hallelujah. It's a principle here. Verse 30, he says, and cast ye the unprofitable servant into utter darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Who? This unprofitable servant. Amen. Who? This wicked and slothful servant. Amen. Why? Because what was given to him, he didn't do anything with it. Amen. God help us if we're doing that at any point in our life or with what God has blessed us with. You know, we need to let it come forth and use it for the glory of God. Amen. So the unprofitable or the unfaithful servant is going to suffer one day. Amen. And actually along the way too, when you're unprofitable and you're not faithful, your life is going to be harder. Amen. Because the blessing of God will not rest on you. Amen. But if you are faithful in whatever God has given you to be faithful with, you will be blessed today. Amen. But you're going to suffer if you don't. One day, eternally suffer is what it shows us here. We don't need that today. We don't want to be like that. We want to be today like the 5-talent person and like the 2-talent. Amen. We should have got amens from everybody. Praise God. I know some of you are just thinking. You're not answering. This is a parable, okay? An earthly story with a heavenly meeting today. Amen. All of us are different. God has given us all different gifts and abilities and talents as well as money, all those things that come. But the key is we got to be faithful with what God's given to us, okay? And if we are, it's going to prosper. Amen. And you know what? Because you're faithful in little, God says, I'm going to make you a ruler now of many things. Ooh. I don't know if I'm ready for that, Pastor Rich. Well, one day when Jesus comes back, we're going to what? Rule and reign with Him. You're supposed to get ready for that now, right? We're going to be in charge with Jesus, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Amen? And He's training us now so that when He comes back, we're ready. Charge! Jesus, I'm with you. Hallelujah. I'm right behind you. Oh, hallelujah. What an awesome parable here that we have. The unprofitable servant is cast into outer darkness. Not good. Unprofitable means good for nothing. Man, I sure don't want that label on me. Praise God. Let me ask you today, are we profitable to others and to God today? We need to be. Amen. We need to be profitable. Amen. Are we doing... What are we doing with what God has blessed us with? Okay? Only you can answer that today. Amen. Amen. I'm going to read just 2 other scriptures as I close here today. As we're talking about the rewards and expectations of faithfulness, do you see it in this parable, church? Amen. There's rewards, but there's things that are expected of you to be faithful. Amen. As faithful people, today we have to be steady people. Can I get a witness here? We need to be steady. We can't be faithful one week and the next week can't find you or you're so undependable. Amen? There's a lot of people like that in the world. We don't need to be that way as Christians. Amen? We got to be steady, consistent, dependable, faithful people. Amen. Let me read a couple scriptures with you here as we wrap up here. Amen. We need to be steadfast. 1 Corinthians 15, 57 and 58. I am wrapping up here. I am going to let you out maybe a little early. If this is good, you shouldn't even be thinking about the clock. Amen? Ooh, I didn't get too many amens. Lunch can wait, right? All right, we got to pray for that person. You're supposed to be fasting anyways this morning. Amen. All right, look what. Be careful when you answer now. You show yourself. I don't even know. I can go any further now. Amen. 1 Corinthians 15, 57, 58 says, "But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ." How many have victory today? Amen. Because of Jesus. But look at what he says now. Because of this fact, he says, "Therefore, my beloved brethren," any brethren here today? He says, "Be steadfast." Hallelujah. Another word, therefore, is be faithful. Be consistent. Oh, hallelujah. He says, unmovable. Always. It didn't say sometimes. Always abounding in the work of the Lord. Hallelujah. When are you supposed to be faithful? Always. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. Consistent. Amen. In what? The work of the Lord. The other things too, of course. Amen. If you're not faithful in the other things, how are you going to be faithful in the things of God? Amen. But he says, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Amen. Let me tell you, church, what you do here for God, it's not in vain. Amen. One day you'll be rewarded for it. Hallelujah. If it's just being a singer up here every Sunday, sing with your heart and do it the best you can, and God will reward you for it. Amen. If it's being an usher, be the best usher you can be. Be consistent. Amen. Do it as unto the Lord. Amen. He wants you to be faithful, steadfast. Amen. Walking in faithfulness. Oh, hallelujah. See, we as Christians, we can't waver. God will not bless wavering Christians. Come see, come saw. One week you come to church, one week you don't come. Amen. One week you come, and then 2 weeks you don't come, and you got to get a call from Pastor Rich. How is God going to bless that? That's unfaithfulness. Amen. You know, I'm being real with you today, church. Amen. You guys are the faithful ones. Don't take it the wrong way, but I'm saying on a whole. Amen. You know, what's going on? Why aren't people faithful? There's a problem there. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. This is what is expected of us as faithful people. We got to be steady. One more scripture. 2 Peter 3, 17 and 18. And praise team, I want you to get ready to come up here. You're going to close with a song. Hallelujah. See, at least I gave you a little warning. Hallelujah. 2 Peter 3, 17 and 18. One of these scriptures, you guys picked a song, okay? One of these scriptures, I heard it this morning in a teaching. I was watching one of the pastors on TV. Bless my heart. It says in this verse 17 of 2 Peter 3, it says, "Ye therefore, beloved," how many know we're his beloved here? It says, "seeing you know these things before, beware lest ye also being led away with the error of your of the wicked, it says, fall from your own steadfastness." He says here, beware, okay? We have to beware. We got to be careful here that we're not led away with the error of the wicked. And he tells us that you do not fall from your own steadfastness. Whose steadfastness? Your own. Amen? Every one of us have to make sure we're steadfast with the Lord. Amen? Now look at the next verse. But it says here, but grow in grace. How many know we need to continue to grow today? I don't care how old you are or how young you are. You need to continue to grow in God. Amen. He says, grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus and Savior Jesus Christ. To Him be both glory now and forever. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. You, as a Christian, if you're going to be faithful, you got to be steadfast. Okay? You got to be consistent with the Lord. and in your walk. Amen. There's too many people that are not steady and they're not faithful as Christians. And that's why a lot of the churches are going through difficulties. Because we're not being a good example many times. Amen. You know, we're here to reflect who God is. Amen. And to be like Him. But a lot of times people don't sure act like Him. Amen. We got to be steadfast. We got to be faithful to what God has called us to be. And watch how God blesses your life individually, as a family, and corporately as a church. Okay? It may take some time, but you know what? It'll happen. Praise God. We got to be committed and faithful. Praise God. Praise team, come up. I'm going to have them come, and they're going to lead us in a song, and then I'll pray at the end. Amen. So don't leave. Let's all stand. Amen.